RNZ Pacific News, Malo Soifua, I'm Christine Ravoy. Samoa's Court of Appeal has ruled the country has a new government more than 100 days after the election. It has ruled this evening the impromptu swearing-in by the FAS party in May is legitimate under the doctrine of necessity. The election was on April the 9th. The party founder and deputy leader, La'uli Polataivao Schmidt, says the party is celebrating with prayers and a church service and will work to ensure a smooth transition on Monday.
Today, the court of Samoa has declared the FAS party is the new government, and the doctrine of necessity is now being honoured, and the new government has started from the 24th of May, since we have that swearing in.
Fiame Naomi Mataafa, the daughter of Samoa's first prime minister, becomes the first woman in the role. Earlier, the leader of the FAS party dismissed a claim by the caretaker prime minister that her party would stop Samoans going overseas for seasonal work. Fiame Naomi Mataafa and HRPP's Tula Epa Sailele Malialangoe have been battling to take control of the government since the election on April the 9th. Tula Epa claimed on local radio FAS would stop all seasonal work in Australia and New Zealand. But Fiame says that is not true. The party does want some emphasis on creating small enterprises within Samoa.
Our platform is really investing in people to develop livelihoods, you know, small, medium business and so forth. But, you know, I think we need to see it in that context at the moment, of course, especially given the economic and financial conditions under COVID and so forth. People are looking for a wage.
Fiame says there also needs to be debate about the national airlines because it is flying regularly and has significant debt. Fijian authorities say 87 crew members and passengers infected with COVID-19 have been placed on 4 ships to isolate against the virus. The health ministry says more than 4,000 COVID-positive people have been sent home to isolate because there are not enough hospital beds. The government said as of Wednesday, 8 household packs, including food and medical supplies, have been delivered to those on the inter-island vessels. Fiji's chief medical advisor, Dr. Chimesa Tundravu, said the health ministry has set up a home care support system for those isolating on ships and at home. He says this includes monitoring and follow-ups through telephone calls to COVID-positive people in these areas. New Zealand's Prime Minister is urging any New Zealanders in Australia to come home. Quarantine-free travel from all Australian states and territories is being suspended from midnight as the Delta variant there takes hold. The rules vary by state for returning New Zealanders. Jacinda Ardern says anyone who has been in New South Wales can only return via Sydney and stay in managed isolation for 14 days.
Those who have been in Victoria must have proof of a negative pre-departure test and must immediately self-isolate upon return to New Zealand and return a negative day 3 test before ending their period of isolation.
Jacinda Ardern says people should not be travelling to Australia in the next 2 months. The Bougainville Disaster Office says after several days of searching, there has been no sign of the 6 people who went missing while on a trip to Nissan Island. The group, which included Bougainville Health Minister Chari Napto and his wife and son, left Buka for Nissan last Saturday, but they never arrived on the outer island. A survivor reached shore and has been able to tell officials about the sudden sinking of the banana boat. But the head of the disaster office, Lieutenant Colonel John Imaka, says despite a wide search by aircraft and boats, nothing has been found. But he says they will continue to search in the waters toward New Britain and the Papua New Guinea mainland. A local body politician in Papua New Guinea has been jailed for 30 years for shooting a student to death 2 years ago. Senkoep Award Councillor Njiwaka was sentenced in Port Moresby by the Chief Justice Sir Gibbs Salika. The judge told Koep he had abused his responsibility by shooting the student instead of addressing any concerns at an appropriate forum. Koep had claimed the student was disturbing one of his tenants. Meanwhile, the national newspaper reports the University of PNG has announced that the student would posthumously graduate. He was in the final month of his degree at the time of the shooting in 2019. The resilience and unity of the Cook Islanders across the globe is being celebrated at the Te Mai Vanui Festival in New Zealand this weekend. It's a focal point in the calendars of many New Zealand-based Cook Islanders, helping them maintain their language, heritage and culture. Festival Director Duan Wickman-Evans says the event kicks off tonight for 2 days, with thousands expected to turn out for the performances and food and crafts market.
This is what it's doing. It's bringing unity in families, and this has been a big part of this festival for us. You know, bringing health, wealth and community together. And this is so important for this event. And, you know, long term, we see this, we'd love to take it to another bigger arena and let everybody enjoy the rich culture of the Cook Islands.
Duane Wickman-Evans says over 100 performers are competing on stage at Auckland's Barfoot and Thompson Stadium. And to sport, the Wallabies might still travel to New Zealand for 2 Bledisloe Cup tests after the 8-week travel bubble suspension threw the series into uncertainty. There's 3 tests scheduled between the All Blacks and the Wallabies next month in Auckland, Perth and Wellington. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says the Wallabies may be able to play New Zealand if they travel within the next week and haven't been in New South Wales. Rugby Australia says the Wallabies are in Queensland and have been in a secure bubble. New Zealand Rugby says it's working with the government and is considering all options, including bringing the Wallabies across the Tasman. 14 new caps have been named in the Cook Islands team to face Tonga in tomorrow's Rugby World Cup Asia Pacific qualifier in Pukekohe. Former Highlanders and Southland loose forward Tupou Sopoanga will captain his country on test debut and is one of 11 new faces in the starting side. The former Cook Islands Rugby League international will start on the open side flank and is one of 3 brothers in the matchday squad. Prop Alex Matapo, flanker Rob Heather and first 5 Reese Joyce and replacements Tuakana Paitai and Matamania Matapakia are the only players who were part of the Cook Islands' last World Cup qualifying campaign in 2018. The winner of tomorrow's one-off clash will advance to the Asia-Pacific playoff against Hong Kong, Korea or Malaysia for a place at the 2023 World Cup in France. The Cook Islands football youth teams have ended their New Zealand tour at Auckland's Nahue Reserve today. The under-15 boys finished with a nil-all draw against Maori football Aotearoa, making it 3 draws and 1 loss over their 4-game campaign. The under-16 girls also drew nil-all against Maori football Aotearoa in their final game after 3 wins in a row. It was the first international matches played in Oceania since March last year. Technical director of the Cook Islands Football Association and coach of the boys' squad, Tahiri Elikana, says the trip was never about the end results, but the opportunity for players to experience international footy.
It's just about giving them that reward from the player development to come here to express themselves, to see where they are in terms of standard of football.
Tahiri Elikana says keeping players involved in the sport is their main priority when they return home, but with a short football season coupled with competition from other sports, it can be challenging. And the most troubled Olympics in recent history will formally open in Tokyo in a few hours' time. Postponed from last year because of the coronavirus pandemic, the Games are taking place with the Japanese capital in a state of emergency as COVID-19 infections surge. Some competitions like soccer, rowing and softball have already begun, but spectators have been banned from almost all venues. There's been widespread public opposition to the Games because of concerns they could become a super spreader event. And that's your news and sport from RNZ Pacific. There's more on our website. Go to rnzi.com. Tofa Sofua.